Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Leave me alone, Jake. I'm busy posting a picture of Mike Boddicker on Twitter.
I'll go retweet it. I'm sure he'll retweet
it,
too.
Old picture or recent picture?
Old one. Minor league trading card.
Okay. That's all right, then.
I had one of you being interviewed by John Miller, and he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt, shorts, and flip-flops.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
By the way, one of my favorite voices ever.
Yeah, he's fabulous.
There's also one of you, almost like a model pose in an Orioles uniform, like not looking at, like looking off to the distance next to the camera, like you were deep in thought. But this one, it's a minor league card, and boy, are you menacing. You look like you're trying to intimidate someone.
Yeah.
Like you,
I got a better one. I got one that's in black and white, my first card.
Well, this one, you're pissed off.
No, I'm always pissed off.
You're just trying to prove something.
I mean, that's just the way I am. But
look at this. Does he look happy there?
Well, he looks like he's giving somebody the side eye. You know, the stink eye.
That's a glare.
Crook eye.
Mm-hmm. Somebody probably took too big of a swing.
What do you think of that, Jake? What do you think of that picture?
That guy's a little too comfortable.
Yeah, don't get comfortable in there. You're going to go down.
It's posting right now for some reason.
Hey, I just got a text from Gary.
Your hair is looking nice.
Yeah.
Just got a text from Lezak. He's going to be there tomorrow night. So.
That's what he says.
That's what he says. No, he said he's going to be there.
You know that.
The A2000 suite.
There's a tremendous guilt trip headed your way. Because he already he mentioned seven times, you know, I'm taking the day off. He said it over and over again. So you're going to hear that. Right.
Yeah.
So just be prepared for that. So. Is this something you're comfortable with? Having me at your house, Lezak, and
sure, yeah, why not?
How many bottles of bourbon are we giving away? Are we pulling tickets for?
45.
And what's the most expensive one?
Pappy Van Winkle.
A couple of my buddies have been texting me repeatedly, making offers to me. If I happen to win one of the bottles, like I'll pay you for more than
offer. What kind of offer? I mean, that's not out of the question, is it?
Yeah, it depends on which bottle I get, but how many already offering to buy them from me if I win. So.
Do you know how many tickets you sold?
No. I am not involved.
It's a lot.
Your name's on it, you better be involved.
You're going to be there, aren't you?
I will. Oh, yeah,
definitely. You said you're not involved in it. I thought, you know.
No, I'm not involved in the process. Okay. That's my kids.
Yeah,
and,
you leave that to the boys, the heavy lifting.
But did you hear how many tickets Bluma bought?
Bluma bought a lot of tickets.
300.
He brought, he did.
He bought 300 tickets.
That's what Corey said, yeah.
What if he doesn't win anything? He's going to say that it's fixed. He's going to tell me. He's going to blame me.
He's going to come to my house and get some more stuff for his auction.
Well, he's trying to win it. So that's what he bids on things in other auctions. So then he could put it in his charity auction. Yeah. Which is great.
I think it's wonderful.
It's like a charity version of Tradio. Have one thing raise a bunch of money for multiple charity events. That's awesome.
No problem with it at all.
Because that's the great thing about
it. I got an idea what we've got, but I can't. Right. It's going to be.
It's a big announcement.
Yeah, it's an announcement.
So
let me put it this way. Blew away my expectations.
Oh, yeah.
And the thank yous can't. There's so many thank yous. I mean, it's unbelievable. The people who donated, the liquor stores, you guys here, Chad, for letting me do this on 810. I mean, that's. It's just...
I thank Chad all the time just for that.
Just for that?
Hey, Chad, thanks for letting me do this on 810.
Right.
Yeah. Chad, I'm not trying to kiss ass, but I don't know.
Yeah,
if you had a coffee mug that said, best boss in the world, it would be right.
Well,
right.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
World's greatest boss.
It's a great thing. I mean, and what Bluma does a lot of charity work. I mean, there's just good people here in Kansas City. I couldn't have picked a better spot to move to and raise my kids and call home in Kansas City. People here are unbelievable.
Did you think that was a possibility when you first signed with the Royals? Like, not only will I sign here, I could end up living there.
No, I knew I was living here. Just from playing here
all the visits, years,
meeting, you know, a lot of years in the league. And every time I came to Kansas City, it was like the people were so friendly. And it was just a beautiful place. And everybody I talked to, you know, because I knew Quiz and different ones from the All-Star game and George. And, you know, what a great place to raise a family. I'm going, that's what I'm looking for. Because family is the most important thing to me. The baseball, you know, that's secondary. I wanted a place where I could call home. And I couldn't have picked a better spot. And I've been to a lot of cities throughout the country, and there's none better than Kansas City.
So for people that want to watch this, even if you didn't get a chance to buy tickets, but I think most of our listeners did.
No, I think they did, yeah.
You can watch it on the Boddicker Foundation's Facebook page at 7 o'clock on Thursday night.
Now we got Lezak on board. Woo-hoo! Yeah. We think.
Do you think so?
I think so. I think Gary's going to show up, yeah.
He said he's going to bring the energy and the enthusiasm.
He always does.
The Boddicker Foundation's Facebook page at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And
my house.
We're going to draw. Is it going to be in the basement?
Basement. Basement with all. Well, you're not going to get to see all this stuff.
I'm going to see some of it.
Stephen will. Oh. I mean, I'm talking about on the feed.
I've never been there. I want to see it all. And so 45 different bottles for the bourbon.
They're all
raffle.
Good bottles too. I mean, there's not anything bad there. Everything's
no,
really
all,
good.
Yeah, they're
it's
all
just some
hard
are really
get.
High end. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all hard to get bottles.
Yeah.
I mean, you could collect it, you could drink it. I mean, like Nate, you could sell it.
The boys were over last night, and they had what is that? Old Rip Van Winkle busted open. That was a $700 bottle.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, well, yes.
And it's if you take that much, it'll kill you.
it's some strong stuff.
In case
Ooh,
I have to sample
splash
any products,
a little water in there.
We're bringing the very and talented.
No, that's his own. That's our own personal stash. They've been messing with bourbon for quite some time now, and trading and doing auctions.
Susan St. John will be driving. So
good.
There you go.
No, we got extra room just in case.
Well, too. Hey.
You can share it with Gary.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
We both get up early. And so you're going to sell the bottles if you get them?
I don't know. My friends are making offers to me. But what I'll probably do if I win one.
Have your own auction with your friends.
Well, to me, like the actual, there's actually something pretty powerful about a special bottle of alcohol. Like if it's a bottle of wine or a bottle of bourbon or a bottle of scotch, whatever it is, there's something about, to me, like the idea of collecting it, I think it's about this is for a special occasion. You know, there's a story behind this. This is like when my friends come to town that I don't get to see hardly ever, we're gonna share a glass of this together because we'll always remember this night. We'll never forget this night together, and this is a part of it. This has enhanced a special occasion. Your sons come over and get together, and it means something. You know, it's not. I'm not just trying to. I know we
pop it open when the NCAA investigation's over for Kansas.
There you go. You know, special occasion right there.
That is a really special occasion.
You might need it.
It's just.
Or you might be like, ha ha, it's just light a cigar.
Right.
Either way.
Right.
Either
but that's
way, you're
so like,
some delicious bourbon.
I'm not a bourbon collector, so but like my friends, it means a whole lot to them.
There's
you know?
A lot of people who are, which I'm surprised.
He's saying all this, and the what he stood out when you said, that much will just get you just totally. Totally.
It'll mess you up.
That's all?
That's one all drink. I need, huh?
Hey, thank you.
Well, a lot of these bourbons are like 130, 140 proof.
Honestly, one of my friends let me taste some of that stuff, and it's not for me because it's too strong, you know. But some of it, you know, is delicious though.
Straighten your back, you say,
put a little hair on your chest.
Yeah, that's a little hot.
Yeah,
that's a little hot right there.
But so I think I would do is if I get one, I'll keep it, and then when my friends that really love that stuff come to town, I'll have some.
Unless your other friends offer you so much money,
sell
you
it by the glass. Bring your friends over, sell it by $10 glass.
Kelly's gonna go. $10 you're selling that.
So if you want to watch it. Go to the Boddicker Foundation Facebook page. and it'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And if you bought tickets, find out what you win, and winners will be contacted within 24 hours.
Yes.
So let's talk about that game last night. There's a lot to talk about.
Unbelievable. First of all, you know, the greatest thing, and I'm sitting there thinking all the things that happened, Duffy pitching really well again.
Kurt Suzuki not catching
ending,
the pop fly.
That crazy ending. But to see Mike Trout strike out four times in a game, man, that's a golden sombrero. I'm going, holy crap.
But you with a game on the line with runners on base and everything, and I felt terrible going into that bet.
I really didn't.
No, you thought Holland was going to get him, and you
were
right.
I did, because damn it, his previous at-bats, it was like, wow, are you lost right now? As a pitcher, you can see that in a hitter. And with Trout, it doesn't happen very often, but he was lost. I'm going, oh, good. Holland can get him. I was more scared about Pujols.
So you're with Ryan. You wanted
to pitch around Pujols
and face Walsh.
Uh-huh. I would have definitely.
Do you agree?
Because Albert would have just, if he had to, flip something out there.
And that's fine.
And
be careful with him.
Yeah.
And they walked him. That's fine.
He made some good pitches. And I know you were talking about the pitch of Trout right down the middle of 95. Yeah, but he never saw 95. That's why it got by him. It's that all of a sudden, oh, geez, it's there.
Yeah.
You know, he hadn't thrown anything that hard yet. And that's the difference in changing speeds. It kind of catch you off guard. It's like it's a left-hander's changeup. They were trying to wait so hard on that thing. It was 70 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And just couldn't do it.
So
I mean, it was just...
You were scared of Pujols.
I was scared of Pujols because he'll flip a little piece of nothing over the first baseman's head to get a run in.
But can you agree, at least, that Jared Walsh showed a lot...
Oh, he's hell of a hitter.
He showed a lot of balls in his at-bat.
Yeah, that's I told everybody was still there when we were ended up watching the game. And
yeah, you better be up
there. I said, that got him in the bag right there.
Right.
I said, they said, what? I said, got him in the cup.
Right.
Because that one run scores for sure. And depending on where it goes.
Right.
I mean, two runs could have scored. That's a tie. Definitely a tie game if it doesn't hit him.
That's why that ending was nuts.
And the thing was, you really can't blame the runner at third. He read that right.
Yeah.
If he should have scored.
Don't play
he had
selfie.
A great lead and great secondary break. He read it right. It's
David
just
Fletcher. Don't play with selfie.
The ricochet. I mean, you can't figure. You assume that.
Yeah.
I mean,
he wasn't. He didn't think. Oh, I'm gonna test Salvi here.
No,
he saw that
nothing,
bounce. Yeah. That thing was gonna go all the way to the dugout.
Probably.
It was flying.
Probably.
Maybe that loss was a real kick to the groin for the Angels.
It was. It sure was.
That's enough.
The thing is,
is it?
He had to have a cup on because that would have killed you otherwise.
He's a right fielder. Does how many outfielders in baseball wearing cups?
If they're smart, all of them.
Yeah.
You saw the bounces yesterday.
But we've seen some guys that don't have them on that have gotten hit there and end up in the hospital, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I've seen it. I had several teammates end up going to the hospital, even with a cup on.
Yeah.
So
he pretty solid. I mean, he had to have had a cup on last night.
Oh, yeah. He'd have went down like a sack of potatoes right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have definitely been. That was, it was kind of a fun game. It was fun to see Danny pitch really well again.
It was a fun game.
And he was on.
Look at that throw from Salvi, though. You still got to make the throw.
Oh, yeah. I'm never worried about Salvi.
Out.
Salvi, I know Salvi just got his new contract. They need to pay him more. Because if these pitchers are going to keep throwing 52-foot sliders and ricocheting off his body all game long, every game, he needs to make more money. He's just getting beat to hell. You can't miss that bad all the time. You look at some of the balls that were thrown. Some of them barely reached the dirt in the batter's box.
Greg Holland talked after the game, and he said that like he always felt like he was a better closer throwing to Salvi because he knows he can bury pitches.
Oh, he's burying pitches, and so was Wade Davis. So was Danny. He buried some pitches.
What do you think of Brents?
He threw the ball good. He really did.
He's been good.
Yeah, so you don't think $80 million coming Salvi's way is enough?
No, he wants more.
Nah. Give me Mahomes money.
You can fire as many pitches as you want at me for $80 million.
Really?
Man.
Yeah, you'd think that, but after a year of that, you don't even have any idea how bad that hurts. He gets enough foul tips. But
it's $80 million, though.
But that was significant to me because, Brents, that was a high-leverage situation in the seventh inning.
The whole thing is throwing strikes.
Right?
You got to throw strikes.
But they're going to have to depend on him more, maybe. Now, Jesse Hahn on the IL, and now Josh Staumont on the IL, and we don't know why he's on the IL.
Okay, which one would you rather know? What's wrong with Staumont? Or what was the guy that made all the bids?
C. McDaniel.
Would you like to know what's wrong with Staumont or who this C.
I think
McDaniel
I know who it is. I've done some stalking on the internet. I just want to hang out
with C. McDaniel. C. McDaniel seems like a fun guy. He's bidding on everything. And that guy's loaded. And he's, you know what? And it's going
we
to
think
a good
he's loaded.
Cause.
He might not be loaded anymore.
right? Well.
That's it.
I bet she's got a nice reserve. But I thank you, C. McDaniel, for.
That was pretty cool. His name popped up a lot.
Giving back to the community and bidding on every item and winning almost every. How much did you spend last night?
$100,000.
$100,000.
Yeah, like it's water. Doesn't care.
Throw it out. I cannot believe
I did not see Stephen St. John's name up there.
No. I told that I get priced out of these things in the first inning.
The only time I've ever even tried to get involved in something like that at an auction was we were at the Challenger Fashion one year, and my cousin John Bucati did live painting up on stage. And I had a couple cocktails in me.
A little wine.
And I told my wife, I was like, you know, I don't own any original artwork. I've never had any original artwork. That's a Bucati up there. I'm going to bid on it. And I bid like $500 on it.
And
I thought, man, I'm going. That thing went for $9,000.
You were in it. You were in
it. I dropped out at $500, and my wife was already incredibly nervous. Like, you know, we can't afford that.
Right.
Like, well. We didn't come close anyway.
There's nothing good about drinking at an auction.
No. It's good for the charity.
I found that out the hard way.
That's right.
Really.
What did you buy?
Well, I thought I was bidding on a...
That's always a great way to start right there. I thought I was bidding on the Pappy Van Winkle.
It was one of the
Winkle.
Catholic auctions, and I thought they said they were bidding on a van for the nuns. I thought, this is cool.
Right.
You know, they need a... You know, there's a group of nuns. And,
oh, boy.
It turned out to be, I spent $3,000 on a fan for the nuns.
Well, good.
So
keep the sisters cool.
Yeah. That,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, they were cool.
That's good.
You wanted them to have a van to drive around.
Yeah. I thought that was really neat. I thought, this is a great deal. $3,000 for a van for the nuns. That's great.
We had an auction.
That better have been an oscillating fan at least.
We had an auction at St. Gabriel.
Oh, no. I never even got a thank you for a van for the fan. I don't know.
And I was, we're having fun at the auction. And so up comes a used boat that someone donated. And the boat's not there. And so it's a picture. And the picture was very sketchy. Right?
Hand-drawn?
No, I just, it really didn't see a whole lot of details. And I got it in my head. I'm going to buy my dad a boat. He likes to fish. And Susan's going, stop. Don't do this. And it didn't go for that much, but it went for... more than it should have, which is, anything more than 100 was too much for this boat. And I won the bid, and then the entire process went downhill from there. And that boat ended up parked at San Juan Motors in Northeast for several months. And just you don't even want to hear it, though. I mean, it might have gotten,
I'll tell you, this boat is not good to drink at an auction.
I think at some point
load you up with booze.
It was like trading for a Honda at some point. I don't know. Whatever. That's fine.
My favorite part was I used to, many times I've emceed the Ascension Mardi Gras auction, and they always have a puppy. And there have been more... people in tears over the, one year they thought, two different people thought they had won the bid for the puppy, and there were women crying and screaming at their husbands.
Yeah.
And they have, and I've done auctions where they have the puppy.
They got the puppy. They bring the puppy
around. They bring the puppy to the,
once they let you hold the puppy. Yeah. So you don't let
your
wife hold
the puppy. To Susan, I told this guy, I said, you better get the hell away from my wife, or there's going to be a problem right here at this table.
That's right. That's
and like
right.
We had just bought a puppy like 2 weeks ago. We have a puppy.
Yeah, but look at this puppy.
But look at this one. And then you always hear this. Oh, she likes me.
Yeah.
That puppy likes everybody. That puppy's not, my puppy didn't just pick you out. Puppy licking everybody. No, the puppy likes us. No, it doesn't.
I'm telling you, one time there was a bit, they thought two different families had thought they had won the puppy. And I...
That's
make
not
them fight
good.
For it.
That's not good.
Make the puppy choose. Put one family on one side, family on the other. Puppy in the middle. Puppy goes to the family that it wants to go home with.
That's how we should have
exactly
handled it.
That's exactly how
sure.
you do that.
That's right.
So, Mike Boddicker, I told you, and this is going somewhere eventually, trust me. So, Jake Brent's coming in a game in the seventh inning, mm-hmm. a high leverage situation, and the game is 3-1. And he's in there because, like I said, Hahn's gone, and now Josh Stallman's gone.
Bullpen was depleted, there's no doubt.
Right, but like in Zimmer, back-to-back days, but Stallman, we were talking about this earlier, we just don't know. Play the clip again, can you?
Oh, I know, I'm just not telling you.
But for people that didn't hear it, so they put Josh Stallman on the IL before the game, and they also sent down Ryan McBroom. And they called up Tyler Zuber, who can finally see a Royals game. Remember, he was complaining that he couldn't see a Royals game because of the streaming. Well, now he can see it because he's going to be there in the ballpark. And then, what, right? Did he not tweet about it?
Yeah, he did. Tweet about it.
Hey,
tweeted
Tyler.
At MLB.
You know what? He got something. He tweeted at the Royals and at MLB.
Here, we'll give you a
and
nice
And so guess
seat.
What? You know what? Hey, he can't watch a game. Call him up.
Right.
Come on, Tyler Zuber. That was a power move by Tyler Zuber. And they also brought up Irvin Santana.
Santana. Okay. I saw that.
So here's the deal. Like, you put on Josh Stallman on the aisle, like, oh, well, so what was it? And I'm looking everywhere, and there's nothing from anyone.
There's nothing.
And so then Todd Lebo asked after the game about Josh Stallman.
Just I wanted to get some clarification on Stallman's on the injured list, but I didn't see a reason. What was his injury?
We just have to say he's on the aisle. We can't go beyond that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Really, that's all we got from Lebo is gotcha?
Right.
What kind of investigative reporting is that?
Well, what would your follow-up have been?
What are you hiding?
What are you hiding, damn it?
Right.
I want the truth!
Yeah.
No, I'm just glad he asked, because I'm texting Lebo. Yeah. I go, what the hell? I mean, but seriously, not just because he's on my road team, but like, I want to know! If you're a Royals fan, don't you want to know?
Of course.
And so, like, and it's...
Yeah. Well, now you want to know even more. And, I mean, that's just human curiosity.
Right.
And it's
He's on double secret probation.
It's his privacy or whatever, you know, if Josh Stallman doesn't want to disclose, it doesn't have to be disclosed, but it does make you, as
well,
a human, you go...
he did have COVID, and we don't know the effects of
but like
how
first
it's affected
thing,
him. Yeah.
Like, first thing is, he didn't have a forearm strain, did he? We ain't talking about Tommy John or something. Is the shoulder okay? But we don't know any of that stuff, but you would imagine.
See, that's what happens when you throw so damn hard.
If it was something
with
his arm.
We don't even know if it's anything with his.
But if it was something with his arm, they just would have told us.
You would think so. You would think
Why
so.
Why wouldn't you?
But you know, the same thing about when it comes to the COVID situation, he has spoken on the record about his experience with COVID. Some people, you know, when they have COVID, they... I don't want this disclosed. I don't want to talk about it.
But
I don't.
There's a different list, though, too, right? For COVID versus IL.
I think there is, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Yes, yes.
So,
my point is, if it would have been an elbow strain, they would have said that. There's no reason not to say that.
Yeah.
Why would you not say that? So it's something else.
I don't know.
But I don't know. But the bullpen now has been overused, and now I know Jesse Hahn wasn't pitching well anyway, but they were depending on him, so he's on the IL. And now Stallman, and just when you think, okay, he's building his strength back from his battle with COVID. Now they're going to be able to use him the way they want to. Now he goes on the IL. So it is significant that a guy like Brent, who we've talked about, who has electric stuff, command hasn't always been there. That's why he's on his fourth organization. But he's looked pretty good. And last time they used him in a real situation, and he was all right. So maybe he can step up.
Yeah, he was all right.
You love the guys that throw hard. He throws 100, Mike. That means he's great, right?
The thing is, he didn't last night, and that's why he had command. He was 96, 97. He wasn't pumping 100, 101.
It'd be better if he threw 100. Be more exciting for me.
No, maybe for you, but it might end up in the press box.
I'd like to see him throw 100 and be the opener.
I would rather see him get people out throwing 96.
All I'm trying to do is just get something. I'm trying to get things out of you. Right
really?
Now.
Too late.
A little bit. Is it?
No, it is. I'm shot. Done. Cooked.
So now what's this do to the bullpen? This is a little bit concerning now.
No, they just keep rotating people in and out.
Zuber? Zuber's had some upside. No, Lebo was a big Zuber guy after we went to spring training, not last the year before. Maybe, you know, I don't know why they won't bring up Richard Lovelady.
Yeah, he's getting stiffed.
Wow. How would you say Wade Davis looks?
I thought he looked terrible last night.
Specifically what?
He don't, he has to have pinpoint command consistently to be good. And he threw some pitches where he dotted down and away, corner. But overall, breaking ball was terrible. It was all over the place. Fastball, he left some fastballs in the middle, which got lucky and didn't really get hit. So I didn't think he looked good last night.
This also will thrust, and he'd already pitched his way into that kind of role, but now more will be put on the plate of Kyle Zimmer. But he's looked good.
He's looked great. I think Zimmer's looked as good as anybody.
Don't you worry about putting too much on his plate, though, just with his injury history.
But what are you going to do? Whose plate are you going to put it on? You can't do this every night with Holland.
How long are you going to baby that injury? He's not a young kid anymore.
I understand, but I'm just saying.
You've got to use people. It's like Duffy. I mean, 10-year veteran.
When I say Moore's plate.
He's got to go minimum, I thought, at least 100 pitches every game. I don't care.
I got to mean more like.
Unless he's really getting banged around.
Using him, I mean, they just used him back-to-back days, but I mean, like a higher leverage role.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think we could all agree on that in terms of you can't be afraid to put him in tough situations now, because who else do you prefer?
Well, who is it now? So Holland's the guy.
Yeah.
And then right now, Wade Davis is the guy. Well, but who's after Holland? Zimmer?
Zimmer. I would have Zimmer there.
Barlow, even though he had a rough outing.
Yeah.
Barlow. And so the guys that you feel like he trusts, Holland, Barlow, Wade Davis, Zimmer, and then Jake Brents is pitching his way into the conversation, right?
Yeah. Everybody thought this was a pretty strong bullpen. And it's turned into...
Well, losing two guys out of it right away.
Yeah, I know. You can't rely on that. Health is the key to being successful.
Well, they've got to get pitchers to go deeper into games now. I mean, Duffy going six innings yesterday, that's deep into a game by Royal standards.
By Royal standards, it is.
You know, it is.
And that's the thing. They're happy with five or six strong innings. That's fine until you start just abusing the bullpen. You can't do that
bullpen. They're in a stretch of 11 games in 11 days, right? It's earlier in the season when they were playing every other day. That was fine. But now they need to get guys to go a minimum of six innings, right? Or else they're, especially now that they're...
I'd like to see them go seven, eight innings once in a while.
That ain't happening.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Baseball's different now, Mike. I don't know if you've noticed.
Different.
Would you come out after five or six innings?
If I'd given up about eight runs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was your pitch count?
Didn't matter.
Mm. What was your pitch count? What was your limit? Come on. What was the limit? Come on.
There was no limit. What did I throw, 132 in the playoffs? No big deal.
What are you laughing in there for, Jake?
Because it's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
No, it's freaking Mike Boddicker.
Right. How many pitches you got in that arm right now left?
Oh, my arm's fine. It's the rest of my body sucks.
James, stop making you sand drywall.
Oh, that is hurting a little bit.
Any tips for water in the basement? Like it's coming in settling on the outside of the house, and then, you know, when it rains a lot.
Put some dirt up against the foundation, bud.
Yeah, you got to have some foundation. Well, you got to have drainage around the foundation, number one. I've done that before. 6 foot straight down digging.
Put some more dirt.
That, and you might have cracks in your foundation.
But I do.
And that's where it's going to get in.
Right.
I just fixed my son's.
Epoxied them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can't stop that way, then you got to go outside and dig all the way down.
Yeah.
But it only like
patch it.
Like we have that four straight days when it rains a whole lot, then, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. So that might be, you know, dirt might solve that.
Yeah.
Might.
Yeah, if you can get it to flow away from the house.
Get the water running away from it.
I got sandbags. I got all kinds of stuff. I told Phil just stand out there and bail the water out while it's raining. He won't do that. I don't know with this kid. I don't know what's wrong
lazy.
With him. Just stand out
Kids
there and
lazy,
take
man.
Care of it, Phil. Yeah. Well, let's take a break. We've got Mike Boddicker in studio talking baseball on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Okay, we've got several questions for you before Gary demands to take over the entire radio
Great
station.
Great song here. Gosh, dang it. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome, buddy. It's a dedication to your minor league baseball card.
I'm bringing my black and white one, my first one ever sometime.
We've seen him pitch very well before.
Yes.
But is there anything different about what you've seen from Danny Duffy these first two starts?
No, I've seen that Danny Duffy several times where he had, he'd go on a two, three, four game run where he's just like, wow. And I said that to begin with. I says, he's kind of like Mondesi. You go, wow. Whew, that's pretty good stuff right there. I mean, his slider yesterday was fabulous. And it's like, fastball command, good, to above, good. I mean, consistency. That's what I need to see from Danny. His stuff's always been great.
I'm not saying that he isn't always a tremendous competitor and doesn't always want to win, but I'm just going to throw something out there to see if it sticks. Contract year.
Ooh, didn't think about that.
Some players are super motivated by that. He's making...
In all sports.
Right.
You know, well, not just baseball, yeah.
Well, Jake, you know how much he's making, right?
Yeah, I do.
$15.5 million.
Yeah.
Over 15, then he's scheduled to be a free agent. Like right now, if he doesn't do anything the rest... Like right now, what do you think his value is on the open market?
32 years old.
Nate, what do you say?
I can't see it being a lot more than what it is.
You're a rival GM. You're smoking a cigar. You got money. You need a lefty. You're looking to improve your team. Danny Duffy's agent. Hey, Bucati, I got Duffy. What are you saying? What are you offering?
I might give him 2 years, $20 million.
Not enough. He was just making 15.5 of the Royals in 1 year. You offering me that? Lowballing me?
What yeah, you, I'm just telling what you, you what Jared I, Walsh? I'm just telling you what I pay. Me? He's 32 years old.
32 years old with a track record of, look at his baseball card.
He's never thrown 200 innings.
What if he has?
Yeah, I think he's never thrown over 180, really, has he? I mean, I think about 180.
This is a big what if. What if he has an outstanding year?
I mean, yeah, I might
How much could he make?
That's a great question.
That's all I said. Not much more than he's making right now.
But he could get someone goofy. You know the wrong. You know he,
yeah. All it takes is one team. That's a great thing about free agency. Is one team that's desperate for a pitcher. They feel like they're a left-hander away, and they decide to take a gamble on it.
And maybe it has nothing to do with it. But I always pay attention when
he's
someone
popping the ball 96, 97 miles an hour at times yesterday.
Is in their contract year, and I don't know how much. I'm just telling you, he can make. He's already made a lot of money. He can go out and get paid one more time, pretty well.
Yeah, he could.
If he goes out and stays healthy.
He's got to have a tremendous year to get that because most of them will sit there and go, you know what? Yeah, he had one great year, but if you just look at the back of his baseball card, there's no consistency. I can't give that kind of money to somebody that's not consistent.
Or you think, you know.
He's not Justin Verlander. He's not Cole. He's not those guys.
He's not going to get that money.
But I'm talking about consistency.
Right, but there's arrogance with these baseball teams. You know this? They'll look at it like, we'll get our hands on them and we'll keep them.
It's not like it used to be. It's not the Steinbrenner. You're not getting him. I don't care what it costs me. You're not getting him.
It's not Dan Glass. What he says not like you. What? What's that reaction from you? By the way, I don't like the way you're acting today. You're doing a lot of stuff that people can't see.
What did you say, Jake? Grow up.
Yeah.
No. Grow up. He's in there like doing his own thing, and I don't know. Let me tell you something.
The yellow sunglasses on.
He's locked into the computer. No, looking at stuff, cryptocurrency or something
else.
What?
XRP, baby. And he's, to the moon.
There you go.
To the moon.
He does these things. Talk in the microphone if you got something.
What? XRP. What? No, I'm laughing at your.
Do you think
David
Danny,
Glass comment?
Do you think Danny Duffy could be
not as good as McDougal though?
Well, that's why
McDougal's
I laugh.
Got McDougal still got me laughing.
When I can get a lot of free agency, I'm gonna.
It's not just about arrogance though. The thing about free agency is you will overpay. It always kind of makes me laugh a little bit when the Royals sign a free agent and then people pick apart. Well, they're paying him too much money. Well, yeah, because he's a free agent. It's a bidding process.
It is.
You have to pay more than another team is willing to pay.
It's kind of like the house market right now.
Right.
You got to go 40, 50 over asking price. You're not getting this.
If there's seven, so like
and
you know,
he is 32 years old, Jake. You were right. 32.
And so, it's about you have to be willing to sometimes go a year more than another team's willing to go, or in $1 million more per year. And so,
how bad do you want that?
I really like in Kansas City. I don't want to leave here. Well, here now, do you want to leave? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope this is one of the reasons why, because then the Royals will benefit from it. Either they're competing and they have a good Danny Duffy helping him do that, or if they're not competing and he's kicking ass, the trade deadline, hey, you want to rent Danny Duffy?
Right.
And then make a deal.
Yeah. I mean, and the contract year thing, I mean, it sounds like you're, like you said, you're not trying to knock a guy's competitiveness or any of that, but
it should motivate you.
Well, and it's little things like, is this the kind of injury that puts me on the IL right now, or is this the kind of injury that I can pitch through this year? And there's just,
That's true.
There are business decisions being made all the time. I mean, when the Royals were losing 100 games every year and I was traveling with them, there were guys that would have knee surgery, and they would flat out tell you, look, I could play with this for the rest of the year, but we're 20 games below, out of first place.
Who said that?
There's no reason... There's no reason.
Could have been me.
Go ahead and get this cleaned up now. You know, and that's just. But you know, even the team was like, "Yeah, go ahead and get this cleaned up now." There's no reason for you to play on this bad knee for the next.
Be ready for next year.
Wait a minute. We got to stop everything now. Somebody just sent me the back of a baseball card. They want me to ask you about this. I'm going to get to this right now. I'm looking at the back of a baseball card, a Ken Griffey Jr. baseball card. And it has his personal info, his career info, up close. Hobbies include cars, remote control cars, model cars, stereo systems. Favorite singer is Ice Cube, even though Ice Cube does not sing. But you know, we could have said favorite rapper.
Sometimes he goes a yay, right, yay.
But I just, you know, that's kind of singing. When I think of my favorite singer, I'm like, you know, right? I mean, I don't say Biggie Smalls is the best singer I've heard. But I love him as a rapper, right? Rap artist. His favorite actor, according to this card, is Danny Glover. Danny Glover has provided us with many roles. And when I was working for the UMKC basketball team, he spoke on campus and came to basketball practice.
I'm too old for this.
And Danny Glover got sick of me asking him questions about his career in roughly 45 seconds. He said, someone get this team manager away from me. But he was very nice. Favorite movie, Boys in the Hood. Would like to meet Danny Glover. Boy, he really liked Danny Glover. Then, loves to face Scott Sanderson. 10 for 21, 476.
My old roommate in Hawaii.
And then Ken Griffey Jr. hates to face Mike Boddicker.
Hey, good luck against Jr.
At this time, in 92, 4 for 26, hitting 154. At the time of this card,
couldn't hit my changeup.
Ken Griffey Jr. was 4 for 20. You were dominating Ken Griffey Jr.
He couldn't hit my changeup. Him and his old man, either one.
Did he ever figure it out later after this card?
Nope.
What do you think?
His old man got me in Fenway one time, and he skipped around the bases screaming, I got your blank, you know, and I. And he came up the next day and apologized. I said, why are you apologizing? I said, I enjoyed that just as much as anything. Watching you, an old man, skip around the bases saying, I got you.
Do you have any stories, anecdotes about Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, he was a hell of a hitter. He killed everybody. He just couldn't hit my changeup. He couldn't see it. I have no idea why. He just couldn't see it. It just, when it left my hand, it's like it just disappeared, and he was just waving at it. I have no idea.
On the spectrum of beautiful swings, where did Ken Griffey Jr. fall?
Number one.
The best swing you've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful
Better
swings?
Better than Winfield?
Uh-huh.
Why is it that left-handers...
Behind Brett?
It's just beautiful. Yeah. No.
That's behind Brett.
No, he had the prettiest swing.
George Brett.
Good Lord. It was... And the kid could hit. He was as good as anybody you're ever going to see. When he ran into the wall and hurt himself, that's what...
Right.
Yeah.
Where would he rank amongst the most exciting players to watch of guys that played when you played from the beginning to the end of your career? Because I feel like that, so for example, like last night, who said this? Was it Bluma? Or I can't remember who said this. I thought it was so good. They said the Angels may have the best player, except for last night, in Mike Trout.
Ohtani's right? Just unbelievable.
But the most talented, and also the most talented player in Ohtani, because he can pitch, he can hit and everything else. And to me, like, Ohtani's the kind of guy.
Ohtani's got a really pretty swing, too.
Where, like, the other team wants to watch him.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, you respect the opponents and everything else.
The amazing thing with Ohtani is, if you even make a little mistake, he gets you.
Right.
It might just be a base hit, but he gets you. He doesn't miss.
Like back in the day when the Royals were terrible and you'd only go out there to see the opposing players, right. Like that's the kind. I mean, even now, that's the kind of guy I would pay money to see Ohtani.
Yeah, Ohtani's that good,
right? And so, like for you, Ken Griffey's got to be up there.
Yes,
but who would fit that description during your time of playing?
I loved to watch Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly was one of my favorite guys to watch hit.
You're not pitching. You're watching when Mattingly's up.
I don't want to pitch against him.
Right.
I faced Donnie all the way through the minor league.
Donnie Baseball is what they called him.
Yeah.
I always hated him.
Well, he was pissed off the other night.
Tell you what, he could hit.
Robbed MVP from George Brett.
I always
hated him after that.
No, true statement.
I hated him.
I was just
because he was a Yankee.
I was pitching a game in New York, pitched really well. And I come out of the game, and it was 3-2, 2-1 ball game or something like that. Don Ossie came in to face him. Now, Don Ossie's first pitch, every time he came in out of the pen, he was our closer, was a fastball just above the eyes at about 95. And I think I had one or two guys on when Donnie came in, and Mattingly came up. First pitch, fastball, just above the eyes, and I saw Donnie raise up on his toes and Nike a ball in Yankee Stadium for a home run. I went, how? That night we go out to eat. Donnie's there at the restaurant, and I said, get over here. How? How did you hit that ball? And he goes, well, I know his first pitch is always 95 up above the eyes. I just geared myself up to that level at that speed and got it. That's how good he was.
And a tremendous standalone mustache.
Yes. I'll give him credit for that.
It cost me a loss, but at least I got to find out what was going on in his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he did steal the MVP. George Brett had it in his hands,
mm-hmm.
and Don Mattingly stole it from him. So I got to ask you before we run out of time, and Gary's already complaining.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. You know he is.
Afternoon
Take
game
the rest
today.
Of the day off, Gary.
Afternoon game today, 1:10 p.m. Mm. Brad Keller.
Mm. We texted about this.
Tell me, what do we need to see from Brad Keller?
Six strong innings where you just be you.
But like deeper. Just, like in the first inning, what are you looking for to suggest that he's
location?
Because you've got me. You got both of us scared about this Keller thing. I said that last week.
Breaking ball's
not
great.
You got me nervous.
Breaking ball's not great right now, which could be maybe a little arm issue, maybe just coming out of spring. But his fastball location's got to get better. That's the big thing as far as what makes Brad Keller strong.
We'd all feel a lot better if he goes out and throws six or seven innings.
We'd feel
great because you've had me thinking about this.
Keller's my guy. He's my guy that... My workhorse, who's going to go out there consistently and
give
you innings.
Jake calls him a big hoss.
He is a big hoss,
you know.
And you need to see that. You need to see it's. You could tell that last interview was kind of eating at him a little bit. It's like, you know, I got to get back to what I do.
Can I text you during the first inning and harass you about what you see from Brad Keller? Or will you be watching? Or you be sanding something instead?
That doesn't mean I can't watch.
Right. What are you doing today?
Sanding drywall.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's why I asked the question.
The thing I'll be watching, the full context, after the first start, you said he didn't throw his slider, which he didn't. And then the second start, he hung two sliders.
That's why he didn't throw it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be watching that. I know you said fastball command, but that slider is something to keep an eye on.
It was more like he was just spinning it up there.
Yeah.
It didn't have the conviction, that over-the-top bite to it that he usually has. And hopefully it's not... something, a little tweak in his arm, a little arm soreness or something like that. Maybe it's just didn't have it right coming out of spring training. We'll see.
Cross your fingers and hope we see a good Brad Keller today. That would be very significant for the Royals. We'll take a break. Back after this with Gary Lezak on WHB. Boy, oh boy. His feet were held to the fire, and to his credit, he responded. Gary Lezak, you're on with Mike Boddicker. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you? How about that game last night?
Wow. Good game. Good game. Got your text. I'm going to give you the information, get you over there, get you all set up, make it a perfect night.
What do you need? What do you need for Mike to get everything set up for you? What are your requirements?
Can I wear shorts?
You can do whatever you want to. I don't care.
It's a weird first question, but
I prefer you have clothes on.
Can I wear shorts?
Okay.
But that's your decision.
As long as you have something on.
Yeah. Do you have any demands? Is there a certain snack? Do you want a certain drink waiting for you? What can Mike do to make it,
it sounds like a good night? It sounds like it's a bourbon event.
Right.
It is a bourbon event.
Wow, that's a really gumshoe Lezak over here. Sounds like a bourbon event.
I'm a little behind a lot.
Well,
yeah, but you're going to be out at Nebraska Furniture Mart this weekend, right?
I'm going out there on Saturday. Yes, I am.
What time?
You and the whole group, right?
Yeah, we're out there from 11 to 1. It's out at the pavilion, and it's our severe weather day. It'll be almost a snow day, though, because it's going to be in the 40s. So come on out there, wear your jacket, come and say hi.
Is it going to rain?
And it should be over by the time our event is on hold. It better be. Rainbow and Sunny will be there, so it better not be raining.
That event's rain or shine, though, isn't it?
Rain or shine. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City.
So anyway, it's a bourbon event on Thursday evening. Facebook Live. Stephen St. John. Are you going to have me pull out some of the names?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah, you're going to be pulling some tickets.
I prefer that you pull out the grand prize.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You're the main event.
Pappy Van Winkle.
Big responsibility.
I'm just the, like Mike says, I'm the opener, so.
Wow. It's for the event, it's okay.
Why do you want to start this stuff?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm trying to stroke the tremendous and beautiful ego of Gary. He's the main event, not me.
Hey, no, Boddicker, we know Steven's the main event. He's the opening, he's the middle, he's the close.
Whoa.
And we'll be there for support.
He's the Mike McDougal of the...
That's right.
Yes. He's a closer. Right.
Well, I'll be there, so get me the information.
I will.
But anyway, back to the game last night. Let me just tell you, this is incredible. I mean, I have never seen a game end that way. Have you ever seen a game end that way? Ever?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, I have seen a couple of them in that way. Maybe not where the ball hit the
I've never seen anything in my life.
Specifically, the ball bounce off the hitter's balls to the catcher, and the catcher throws the runner out of third?
Not where
have you seen that?
I've seen it hit him in the leg. Chest, but not there. No,
okay.
No.
He threw him out at third by a ball. A ball.
Easy.
Yes.
It was literally a ball distance between the base, third base, and the hand.
Yeah.
And really, and you know what? It's that way anyway. When you go out to enjoy a game at Kauffman Stadium, but all the fans had a ball last night.
Yes.
Really, when they went out there.
See why he's a closer, Mike? See that?
He is a closer.
Gary, was there a coronal mass ejection yesterday or the day before?
No, why?
Yeah, there was. So, I mean, you're wrong.
Okay, so everyone pay attention.
Let me go look.
No. We have Jake asking Gary if there was a weather event. Gary said no, and then Jake says, you're wrong about that. And so that's pretty ballsy out of Jake. Telling you your business and telling you you're wrong.
April 12th.
Well, let me look here. Coronal mass ejection. Solar storms 1 week ago.
This could be very impressive on Jake's behalf if this turns out to be true.
I know what's going on in the cosmos.
Farmers on almanac?
That's not meteorology anyway. That's astronomy.
Yeah.
Farmers almanac, you get it out of?
Yep, got it right out.
That's what I thought.
Missouri Farm Bureau.
It is in the Farmers almanac. So.
There was a coronal mass injection, just to let you know that.
All right, fine.
Somewhere around the city there was.
Yeah, there was one last night right at about 10:04 p.m. during the beginning of our newscast when it was bases loaded. The Royals are leading 3-2. Trout was already 0-4 with four strikeouts. And Pujols had just walked to load the bases, and the pitch comes. It bounces off Salvador Perez, off the player's midsection, right back to Salvi, who throws, and unbelievable.
It's a good way to end a game.
It really was. So, you know what, who's the leader? Who's the leader of the Royals? Would you say Salvi?
Salvi, no doubt about it, Salvi.
Salvi's the leader of the Royals, and last night, to lead, because there's some players struggling. Santana's betting like 150, Soler's betting 140.
Santana drove in two runs last night.
I know, but the point is that they're struggling a little bit, so you need your leader to come through. Your leader was betting 188 at the beginning of 2 days ago. The beginning of the series, Salvi was betting 188. And right now, everyone, just so you wake up, open your eyes as you drive to work, as you're sitting in your parking lot waiting to go in for me to finish an extra through the weather. Listen, 314. Salvi went from 188 to 314. He's betting 314, just like that. It's the time of the year where Santana, Soler, Dozier, they can just bounce back in real quick fashion. You can go 0-10 and then go 5-5 and you're betting 333. So this is the time of the year to do that, and the Royals are going to do it. The leader came through. The Royals are 5-4. We got Boddicker on the air for longer than his duration. He's been on for an hour, and I've been listening to an hour of radio already this morning. Incredible stuff.
Sounds like you're very similar to the bases. It sounds like you're also loaded this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be honest with you.
Anyway.
What's going on here?
How about some warm weather, Gary? That would really be nice.
I was going to be off Friday, but I took today and tomorrow off just because I wanted to be there for you.
Well, why'd you have to take today off?
Because I needed to prepare for tomorrow.
That's right. It takes a lot to reach into that drum and pull out a ticket.
Yeah. Come on.
Seems like we're really going to be prepared. I didn't think that was
I'm getting to that age, where I need an extra day to prepare.
Mm. Sure. Tell us about the weather. Go ahead.
All right.
Cold. It's actually a double coronal mass injection.
That's why you had that look on your face. You've been trying to prove him wrong this entire segment.
You can call it a double coronal mass injection and go do your research and do your Googling all you want.
I'm looking at it right here.
It's very dismissive of everything you're saying.
It hasn't impacted us. If it's an impact, I'll tell you it's a coronal mass injection.
But when it happens, it happens, man.
I know, but I'm just saying that you
fight nice, kids.
And Mike and Salvador. Maybe the coronal mass ejection happened right before that pitch at 10. At
right.
10:03 last night.
Oh, that was part. Yeah, right. Yeah,
maybe
about
it was
that
a bigger
time
than I thought.
It was.
Like, and here comes the pitch. Coronal mass ejection. It bounces off Salvi. Oh, he's out.
How many cups of coffee do you think he's had this morning?
Man,
you sure it's coffee?
Whatever it is, it's working.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Good God.
there. I just want to have a sip.
Jake, what's going on right now?
I don't know, man. Jarrett Sutton's waiting. That's fine.
See, I thought he...
Remember when I said I feel sorry for Sutton today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I had a meal with Gary yesterday. He's like, you know what? Our segments are going a little long.
Who said that? You or him?
Gary did. Gary said that.
Gary said the segments
Gary
are going
said
long.
That. Oh. He said, you know, my segments are going a little long.
Yeah, I wonder what you could do to fix that, Gary. how could we possibly address that problem?
Do you know what Jake said?
What?
He said, no, don't worry about it. No,
is that true?
As much as you bitch and complain about it, that's what you said to Gary?
Well, I mean,
Gary's picking up the tab, so.
No, I picked up the tab. It's for his birthday. No, I will say that. I bought him a birthday lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
His birthday's next weekend.
Can you say where you guys went?
Or 2 weeks? Nah.
Okay, well.
Nah.
By the way, I was told that several times.
First of all, why can't you say where you went to go eat lunch? What's the problem with that?
Jay, you can say it.
I could say it, but we don't want to get free advertisement out here.
Yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
Well, if I did, then
okay, whatever.
We went to Bergen Barrel.
What?
We went to the shack. That's where we went.
So yeah. Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Since you were paying, I just wanted to know how.
How deep you dug
in those pockets.
I'm still waiting to find out if we're going to get any warmth.
Give us the weather, please.
Jared, I just want you to know that it's not my fault most of
the time. Can you call Jared to see if he can give us a forecast when he comes on? That would be great.
Hey, Jared. All right.
I bet you could.
Starting in a high of 59. That's today. Hey, Boddicker.
Yes.
1.5 inch to 1.5 inches of rain on Friday.
Good.
That's terrible.
Put some seed down.
I am
going to
put some seed down.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, put it down. 100% chance of rain. Jesus. All right. All right. There's your forecast. Not today. No rain today. No rain tomorrow. Comes in on Friday. I'll be monitoring it for you, but I got the rest of the week off because I'm going to be. I don't know if I'm going to have any bourbon, but I'm going to be there to help support.
Well, my guess is
we might give you just a little bit, Gary.
This is a wild guess.
You might have to bring Jared Sutton over there, too.
No, just chocolate martini.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that, Jared. Jared is coming up next. Right now, it is 41 degrees, and here is Bob Hamilton.
Thanks, Gary. Baseball's back. Hit a home run with a new high-efficiency AC unit for $53 a month. Better call Bob, 888-4-B-O-B. Remember, 913, or bobhamilton.com.
Any final comments after that?
Seriously?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Really?
You haven't been looking at your watch. It's 9:45, by the way. The show's almost over.
The only thing is, I'm sitting there looking. Nate never said a word the whole time. he just said,
I got nothing. Gary, why didn't you want to say anything?
I'm sorry, Jared.
No.
I'm sorry, Jared.
No.
Didn't mean to take up too much of your time.
You didn't need me to add anything to that?
You got a... some NBA stuff to talk about.
Right.
Yeah. Bad injury.
That sucks.
Yeah.
We've got Mike Boddicker. Thank you so much for the time. I'll see you tomorrow night. Watch us on Facebook Live, the Boddicker Foundation Facebook page. And apparently...
I wish we could give a bottle to everybody that bought tickets. People are great. I love them.
Yeah, well, you know, the consolation prize, you can watch Gary get all sauced up on Facebook Live.
Yeah,
gather the family around the computer monitor and enjoy. We will be back after this with Jared Sutton on WHB.